problems in Tullin is in the last 20 years, Tullin Strand has gone from a beach that only a handful of local people use to a beach that literally thousands and thousands of surfers and swimmers and all sorts of beach users are using. It's exploded in popularity because it is such a good surfing beach.
Now, as you say, the surfers will use it, but obviously the surfers are people who know what they're doing. Sadly, in terms of the loss of life, most recently that soldier whose inquest took place recently, they were people who weren't from the area, who didn't know what they were doing. And that really points to the need for signage, just to advise people exactly what it is they're dealing with.
I mean, that the incident with the soldiers, it was such an innocent thing last year. They came out from Finner Camp just up the road there. I think there was five or six of them. They were playing football on the beach. They went in to cool down. Nice summer's day. It was sunny. They went in to cool down afterwards. And all of them got in trouble, and one of them paid the ultimate price. And we had an incident 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you know about it, with the Fermanagh football team that were down, and nine of them,
yep.
Same thing, went in to cool down. Only went as far as waist depth and got pulled out by the rip along the cliff there at Tullin Strand.
So what's happened now is you and some other local businesses and people have got together and actually locally funded and locally provided new signage that's going to actually make it clearer to visitors and hopefully placed more prominently as well, so people know exactly what's happening. Tell us about the sign and how it came about.
So local businesses and local people who are involved in the lifeboat, people involved in Irish water safety, indeed the guards. A meeting was called, a kind of community meeting, if you like, and in the light of what happened with the footballers, and I suppose it was timely that the inquest into the death last year on Tullin, you know, a lot of people decided enough is enough. We went up to Tullin Strand and we had a look at what signage was there. There's one, I suppose, 25, 30-year-old sign that says unsafe for bathing, which is faded now. And, you know, Tullin has got so busy, the signage just isn't adequate anymore. So, you know, a call was put into the county council, and I think the county council are discussing putting up their own signage. But there's issues around Tullin, around the access isn't public access, so it's not actually county council land. So the landowner was approached, he was involved in getting the sign up, and basically the local community paid for it, and we put up an 8x4 sign right at the access. Like, you have to walk by it to get onto the beach. It describes the dangers. It mentions that 9 people had to be rescued out of the rip, and very much to the point, this is where you cannot swim, you cannot enter the water. And really, it's a community response to a problem in our local area. Nobody in Bundoran wants to see another tragedy in Tullin Strand. We had a tragedy last year. We very nearly had a serious tragedy 2 weeks ago. And I guess the community decided it was time to do something about it, and we got the big sign erected. And it's right there as you walk down onto Tullin Strand now.